It's 7 o'clock, and it's time for Music Talk. Checking the mic here a little bit. Today on WRIR, I'm going to feature a special guest here, Adam Nathanson, and we're going to do sort of a backtrack of New York hardcore. And welcome, Adam. I'll pass the mic to you.
Thanks for having me, Carl.
Sure. And so don't be alarmed at some of the more hard-driving sounds you might be hearing. You may be used to hearing a lot of mellowness out of me. I'm going to turn up the heat, turn up the voltage a little bit, and we're going to get real crazy in here tonight. You probably didn't know, I listened to a lot of punk when I was growing up. And Adam Nathanson did also, and was actually a good, had some involvement in the New York scene.
Yeah, that's where I grew up, in that area. And so there's going to be a lot of demo tape and tape hiss and live off the board, unmixed type sounds tonight.
Wow. So not only hardcore stuff, but rare, by anyone's standards, rare demos and stuff like that. This is If Music Could Talk, and I play music from all over the world. Tonight, we're featuring hardcore from New York and beyond. I've got my own selections that I picked out, too. And you'll be hearing reggae and some other stuff mixed in, too. But just, you know, if you like that stuff, turn it up. If you don't, turn it down. But do not change your station. This is WRIR, your radio station, radio for the rest of us. It's WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. We're going to start out, because we have rights, we're going to start out with a track called Musical Rights. And this is Sir Harry, and it's a rhythm produced and played by the Abyssinians, but it's Sir Harry Tolston on the mic.
You're looking for honey? Baby, don't be funny. Get up and fight for your musical right. Never that hold this. Good God, you know. Skank it to me one time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. People love down the door. Baby, I want to see your face no more, you know.
Maybe it's because I've got the musical stuff, you know, dibble-dabble on the door.
listening to 97.3 WIR, If Music Could Talk, with Carl Hamm. I'm your special guest assistant, Adam Nathanson, playing some obscure tracks from New York hardcore of the 1980s. And the first thing we got here is an Agnostic Front live track from CBGB's in 1984 when they put out their first album, Victim in Pain. But this track didn't really appear anywhere because it's a cover of a song by a British oi band called The Oppressed, and the song is called Urban Soldiers. So here we go.
All right, we just rehearsed this yesterday. I hope we do it right. Are you guys ready out there? What? Go, Vinny.
You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. And I'm your special guest host assistant, Adam Nathanson, here with Carl Hamm on the If Music Could Talk show. And you just heard from a group called Urgent Fury. We're doing a little bit of my take on a retrospective of the 1980s in New York punk and hardcore, since I was there for that era of the music. And so we just heard from Urgent Fury, a group led by a guy named Abraham Rodriguez, a self-described Puerto Rican Jew from the South Bronx who wrote some great fanzines, taking a task, the political system at the time, and also taking a task things like the way we were handling ourselves in the scene back then. But another thing of interest about Abraham Rodriguez is he became a best-selling author with a book called Boy Without a Flag. And going backwards from there, let's see what we had. We had Major Conflict, a group from 1983. They would play CBGBs all the time. And they played a song called Outgroup. And later on, a band called Raw Deal, and then they changed their name to Killing Time, would always cover that song. And then I had a little group here in Richmond called Young Pioneers that also sort of morphed the song Outgroup into one of our own songs. Going back from there, we had a group called Collapse. They had a demo tape they recorded at Don Fury's. They worked together just very briefly in 1988. Featured Sean, this guy Sean, who was a singer for one of my bands, Life's Blood. This guy John, who also was in Life's Blood, but was also in Burn and Nausea. And a guy named Sergio, who was in Quicksand. And let's see, before that, we had The Mad from the earlier 80s. And The Mad was a group that was around with the Presonic Youth, noisy punk crowd, like groups like Even Worse and The Mad were sort of all mixed up together. And before that, the group that I introduced as the first song, that was Agnostic Front doing Urban Soldiers, which is originally by The Oppressed.
All right, so yeah, this is If Music Could Talk, a special hardcore show featuring special guest Adam Nathanson. What do we got up next here? Is that
The next track we have is by a group called Citizens Arrest. It's a track called Start Again. It's from their demo in 1989. And something interesting for people who follow that type of music is that this guy Ted Leo, from Ted Leo and the Pharmacists, was the original singer for Citizens Arrest. And so on this demo you hear Ted singing for Citizens Arrest. So the song is called Start Again.
Yeah. One question, how did you get all these demos, man?
Well, in the 1980s, the way that we exchanged music throughout the world was by trading tapes. And so everyone dubbed tapes. And in New York, we went to a place called Uncle Steve's on Canal Street to get, you would buy like a gross of 30-minute tapes and make your demo on it and trade them around the world or sell them. Or you would tape other bands' music off the board at CBGB's and, you know, trade it for something from Sweden or Japan or Europe, some other part of Europe, or some other part of the United States. And so, much the way the internet and that technology is functioning today, we did it. It took a little bit longer, but that we did something similar back in the 80s. Yeah, so I was digressing, but we're gonna play Citizens Arrest. This guy Ted, who was from Ted Lee and the Pharmacists, and this guy Daryl, who ended up in a band that I did, Born Against. He plays drums on this, and he played drums in Born Against. So here we go.
Thank you.
All right. Heck yeah. That was some hardcore stuff. All right. What's this track, Adam?
Hold on.
It's cool.
This is going to be a song called Dog's Eye View.
Dog's Eye View.
Dog's Eye View by Virus.
So I'm going to play some Thai rock for you here, just to break up the fury.
Okay. All right. You just heard some of Carl's wonderful Thai music selection here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. And I'm his special guest, Adam Nathanson. And we're doing a little bit of Blast from the Past, New York, hardcore and punk. So you're going to be hearing lots of record pops and a few surface noise type sounds, and also some tape hiss, because that's the way we did it in the 1980s. Woo. In New York. And the last track of that nature that you heard was Virus doing Dog's Eye View. And Virus was James Contra's band. James Contra was the first singer for Agnostic Front. After Agnostic Front, he went on to do Virus, and came out on Rat Cage Records, which a lot of the old New York records came out on Rat Cage Records. Before that, we heard some of their contemporaries, the Cro-Mags, doing Everybody's Gonna Die, a track that didn't make it from their demo tape over to their first album. And before that, we heard a group called Damage, also contemporaries from the same era, like 1985 or so, Transplants from Salt Lake City, Utah, believe it or not, and they did a track called Musik macht uns schlecht, which is German. So now we're going to be running into a song by a group from New Jersey, played a lot in New York, called The Accelerators, and this song's called She's So Fine.
She's alright, she's alright. Can't you get a girl with that girl? Walk my mind, walk my mind. Can't you get a girl, can't you get a girl, can't you get a girl? She's so fine, she's so fine. Can't you get a girl with that girl? Off my mind, off my mind. Can't you get a girl, can't you get a girl, can't you get a girl off my mind? She's okay, she's okay. She's alright, she's alright. Can't you get a girl with that girl? Off my mind, off my mind. Can't you get a girl, can't you get a girl, can't you get a girl off my mind?
Hide. deserve your right. Beat on your heart, it's not hurting anyone, you just wanna get hot.
You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond Indie Radio, and this is Carl Hahn's show, If Music Could Talk. I'm Carl's buddy Adam Nathanson, here to talk a little bit about the New York underground punk hardcore scene in the 1980s and play some of the music and some of those associated people from Jersey and Connecticut too. So what you just heard was a group called Crackdown from Staten Island, New York. And the singer Jason was at one time going to be in one of my bands, Lifeblood, and they had a singer before that named Chris from the Crumbsuckers. And the Crumbsuckers at some point in the 1980s went on to a little bit more fame. For those of you who are really scrutinized this type of underground music, before that we heard a band called Mental Abuse, fellow Jerseyites, with a song called Black Hole about the perils of drug abuse. And incidentally, the drummer for Mental Abuse was the same drummer for Agnostic Front. Before that, we heard from NYC Mayhem, which morphed into the group Straight Ahead, pretty famous, depending on what obsessed German or Japanese record collector you talk to. And also in that group was Tommy Carroll, who played in a ton of other New York hardcore bands, Warzone, Youth of Today, and also Craig Zatari, who also played in Rest in Pieces, Sick of It All, Youth of Today, and Gordon Ansis, not to be forgotten, also played in Agnostic Front and Leeway. So in a way it may sound incestuous, but we weren't really thinking about it like that back then. And right before that, a band with which there were no other ties, a group that was really on their own path from New Jersey called The Accelerators, but they played New York too, so I included them. And what are we rolling on to next, Carl? Oh, we're going to, I see what we're going to do. We're going to do this, a group called Morning Noise. And Morning Noise was part of the whole Misfits Samhain world. They were from New Jersey, but again, associated with that metropolitan area. And it was Erie Vaughn and Steve Zing, I believe, from that later went on to be the next year in Samhain. So this song is called Laser Light, and it's by the group Morning Noise.
Big shout out to Bree for calling in too. What's up, Bree?
We'll be right back.
right. You're listening to Adam Nathanson guesting with Carl Hamm here on If Music Could Talk on WRIR. So you just heard from Absolution, another group from New York, with a track called Never Ending Game that was on a tape compilation, another way that we shared our music back then. And that tape compilation track was kind of interesting because they recorded it at Don Fury Studios, Demo Studios it was called, and that's where lots of us recorded not just demos, but a lot of the music that you've heard, some of it that sounds super rough around the edges, and even some of it that sounds kind of clear, we all recorded there, whether it was a rehearsal or a full-length LP, or a record label was paying for it, or you were paying for it out of your tips as a waiter. Everybody was recording with Don Fury at Demo Studios on Spring Street in Little Italy. So the interesting thing about that track by Absolution was that there you can hear two vocal tracks, but they have one singer, and they didn't even record two vocal tracks. What it was that he was doing a scratch track. The singer's name was Gingy. He was doing a scratch track with the music, if you know anything about recording, and the guy had such a strong voice that it came through into the drum booth and was picked up by the drum mics, so you hear two vocal tracks. And also Gingy, the singer, went on to do some interesting stuff. If you look him up, his name is Gingy Brown, and he is a DJ in New York who puts out CDs of his stuff, and he's gotten some write-ups, and he's still around, which is nice to see. The guitar player was Gavin, who later went on to do Burn. And Alan, the bass player, was in Agnostic Front, which, as you can hear from what I'm talking about, was like the wellspring of a lot of groups. Before that, we heard a much older group called the Headlickers with a song called House of Detention off a very old record compilation called The Big Apple, Rotten to the Core. And before that, we heard Leeway with a track called Self-Defense off their Enforcer demo tape. And the song is about a guy named Bernard Goetz, and I don't know that everybody remembers who Bernard Goetz was, but in about 1984, 1985, he felt he was about to be mugged by a couple of black teenagers. He was a white guy, and so he shot them all down on the subway car full of people. And I just remember in the 10th grade getting off the train, going to a show, and there was a big spray-painted slogan that said Bernard Goetz, hero of bigots and fools. So Leeway was trying to address that in their music. And another thing real quick that Carl wanted me to mention was some of the places we would go to do our shows and see our friends' bands play, and that was places like the Pyramid Club, and that was on Avenue A, the Lismar Lounge on First Street, CBGB's of course on the Bowery, Danceteria up around Chelsea on the west side, the Rock Hotel, which was near the West Side Highway in the West Village, and for some of the less palatable commercial arrangements, there was the Ritz on 11th Street. So those are some of the places. These are all in Manhattan. So, and that's just some of where this was taking place. So Carl's going to take it from there.
Cool, man.
Thank you
for shedding some light on that background of New York hardcore, New York and New Jersey, of course. There's a lot of history in this music, and that's why I'm glad to have Adam on the air here on WRIR for If Music Could Talk, because, you know, every show is different, as you may have noticed. But this time, it's just how deep hardcore music goes, even in just one state or one area of two or three states there in New York, New Jersey, back in the 80s. I don't know, maybe we'll get into this a little later, but I think punk has changed a lot, and maybe you could probably tell by hearing some of this old classic stuff just how much it has. But anyway, you're listening to If Music Could Talk. This is 97.3 FM, LPFM, and if you're on the internet, you can check the playlist later on WRIR.org.